We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here till 2 o'clock, Maggie and Bart will come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live, of course, from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear Deli meats and cheeses, you know where, only at ShopRite. So, the Yankees blow Gerrit Cole out of the water. I think they gave him $800 million for 32 years.
It's close.
And he is a Yankee. So the Yankees get their man, which, again, is no surprise to me that this happened, I have to say.
No. I mean, you nailed it. By the way, if they signed him to a 32-year, $800 million contract, not a bad average salary.
No, it's not bad.
It's actually lower than they gave him.
Right, right.
This was, look, I get it. Every free agent signing has risks, right? Everything in life has risks, but this was a risk they had to take.
They had to do it. I'm with you.
You could look at any free agent signing in the history of freaking sports and say, well, what if this happens? Kawhi Leonard, what if he's not healthy? The Clippers have to sign Kawhi Leonard? Of course they did. And not that this guy is Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James or Max Scherzer or anybody else, because we don't know what the result's going to be. But this was the moment. This was the player. And this was the time. And so we can sit here and talk about 9 years for a pitcher. Oh, my God, this is crazy. You can't give a pitcher a 9 years.
What, he got to opt-out after five?
He does. And look, if he uses the opt-out after five, that's a really good thing. Because that means he had five amazing years
and thinks
he can get more in the open market. This was an absolute no-brainer. And I just need to say this very quickly. It's not a big story, but I just want to make something clear. Glass houses. Right. Don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. I'm going to tell you right now, to my brethren that are Met fans, don't criticize this contract, fools. You know why? Because Stevie Cohen's money's coming.
Yep.
And so you're not going to want anyone criticizing you when Mookie Betts signs a $700 million contract next year.
If you're a Met fan, how can you criticize
them? Because they're the Yankees.
So what?
And they're jealous for now.
Well, we are. But we wish our guys were doing this kind of thing. You know?
Of course.
I mean, they sit on their hands and sign Jake Mariznick. I mean, come
trade for Jake Mariznick.
Whatever they did, who cares? Trade, whatever.
Look, here's the thing, man. If we are sitting here right now being intellectually honest, putting our fan biases aside, and we rank who are the best pitchers in baseball and who do we want on our pitching staff for the next 5 years, it is a very short list, and one of the guys towards the top of the list is Gerrit Cole.
Yep.
And that is why, in this moment, it was essential for Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman and everybody else who makes decisions with the New York Yankees to remind the world who the hell they are. They needed this moment because it's been a while. I know they took on Stanton's contract. I get it. But it's been a while since they went into free agency and let the world know we're the freaking New York Yankees. It's been a while. And they did it. And they left no doubt because the reports late last night was that the Angels weren't even close. That the Yankees, Joe, pulled off shock and awe.
Well, they did.
They went in there. They shocked him.
Right.
They awed him.
Yep.
And they signed his ass. And I'm telling you, 9 years, let's freak out about 9 years. Let's worry about six years from now.
Ernie, when I congratulated Ernie on the signing.
Yes.
Okay, here's what Ernie said.
What'd he say?
He said, How many championships? He says, I don't know if one championship is enough to justify signing Cole.
I said, how many do they have to win?
Well, again, now you got to understand. Now, Evan and I come from a perspective that is totally different.
Okay, so.
Right? I mean, we do.
Yes. Of course we come from a perspective that's different. I mean, if you win one championship.
Right, for us. You know, we're delirious. We're doing handstands.
But the Yankees have different expectations.
Well, I understand. That's what we said.
In fairness, and I get that a lot of Yankee fans may disagree with this, Gerrit Cole is one player, and he can make a big difference, but he's one player. If Gerrit Cole, over the course of his 9 years, wins three Cy Youngs and continues what has now, over the last few years, been this Hall of Fame track, and he ends up in Cooperstown, right? And he pitches 32 starts a year, 200 innings a year, wins multiple Cy Youngs, and they don't win a world championship. I can't say the signing's a failure. He did his job.
Right,
you probably didn't win for a different reason.
Right.
So
right,
I have a tough time in baseball of all sports. NBA's a little different. In baseball, to say, well, if they don't win a championship, it's bad. What? So you tell me he wins four Cy Youngs in 7 of the 9 years, he's great. He ends up in Cooperstown with a Yankee hat on, but because they couldn't hit, or because Giancarlo Stanton couldn't stay healthy, or because Severino never lived up to what he was.
Or maybe the bullpen didn't get the job done.
Right. For whatever random reason you didn't win, you're going to define the contract as a failure? Do you not agree that's ludicrous?
No, I don't. Because what you're forgetting is, if you devote all that money to that one guy and you can't add into other parts of the team because of that contract, then that has to be factored in also. They didn't sign Didi Gregorius, we think, partially because they're signing Gerrit Cole. So if you don't add to the offense, to the bullpen, because of Gerrit Cole's contract, that's factored into whether or not it was worth it.
But think about this. You, Ernie, have bitched and moaned about they're going to trade Jamal Adams just because they have to pay him. You have
to pay compare the Jets to the Yankees.
No, but you have to pay great players.
No, you can't.
That's an easy way. That's an easy way out from your argument being flawed to just say, well, the Jets and the Yankees are different.
I can't, because it's two different expectations.
No. You pay great players. You pay great players.
I agree.
Gerrit Cole, I am projecting, I think a lot of people are projecting, is right now a great pitcher. The last 2 years, he's been that. And I have every reason to believe that's going to continue. You have every reason to believe that's going to continue. When you have a chance to get a great player like that who doesn't normally become available in free agency, you got to do it. The mistake was Giancarlo Stanton. If they can't make moves, complain about that. Complain about adding Stanton 2 years ago. Don't complain.
I do complain about
it. But Gerrit Cole is right now one of the best pitchers in the freaking sport. And we could spend that nauseam debating, and we're going to, and I don't want to, DeGrom versus Cole, like it actually matters. He's on that level. Gerrit Cole's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Of course it doesn't matter.
But this isn't about that right now.
But that's not my point. My point is he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Oh, he is. Right, there's no denying
it. Trust me, in the middle of February, we'll be taking calls about Cole versus DeGrom. I ain't going to like it, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Will we? Probably. I'm already seeing it on Twitter, Joe.
I wasn't thinking that way.
That's a fair question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what I mean. Okay. All right.
But they had a chance. They had a great player. And is there a risk that these 2 years are an anomaly? Sure, there's a lot of risks in life. This was a no doubt about it risk. And to sit here worrying about what he's going to look like in 2027? Let's get to 2027.
You can't worry about it. Now, it was a move the Yankees had to make. I felt all along they would make it. This is, to me, the missing piece of the puzzle. They haven't had that ace guy really for a long time. I mean, maybe, since CeCe was in his heyday 10 years ago or whatever. I mean, when's the last time they had that lockdown, no doubt about it, number one starter? So it's been a long time. And I'm not shocked that they were going to go. They were gonna pay as much as they had to pay to get this guy. And they did.
And they have to.
Yep.
You know, when a guy gets to free agency, you're going to pay a premium. And here's the truth. And I don't mean to run him down, and it's not running him down. It's just, I think, what the truth is. Outside of that incredible run he had in Milwaukee, CeCe Sabathia never dominated
the
way Gerrit Cole did last year.
No, you're right about that. You're right. So, never did.
I don't know. Again, everything's a risk. I don't know what the 9 years are going to look like, right? You never know. Injuries, so
anything
many
can
things
happen.
Can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. But Gerrit Cole, right now, in the prime of his career, pretty much the same age they acquired CeCe. You know, CeCe was 28, 29 years old. Gerrit Cole has been better. He just has. He's been a more dominant pitcher.
There's no doubt.
So when you're making the list of dominant pitchers, Clemens was a little bit older, but he was coming off a tremendous season in 1998.
He did win a couple of Cy Youngs with the Yankees, didn't he?
He did. How many Cy Youngs did he win with the Yankees?
I mean, he won seven. Didn't he win seven?
No, but with the Yankees, I mean.
I say two. He won some with the one. He won, I think, two with Toronto, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he won the two in Toronto. Right. And he won two with the Yankees. Yeah. No, one with the Yankees, one with the Astros, which we actually forget
so
about.
Interesting. So he won Cy Youngs with four different teams.
He won with the Red Sox,
the Toronto, the Blue Jays. Houston, and the Yankees.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not.
And I can't stand him. I mean, but there's very little guys in baseball or in any sport that I like less than Roger Clemens. But let's be real.
Yeah, you know what? I think the answer to your question, though, about the dominance of Cole is when they got Roger Clemens in 98, after 98, he's coming off back-to-back Cy Youngs,
right,
back-to-back right. Triple Crown right. seasons when those mattered, wins, strikeouts, right. ERA. So he would be the guy. But Roger Clemens was also at the time 36 years old.
Yes. Yes.
This is a guy who's 29 years old. And so a guy this good, this relatively young, does not get to free agency ever. I mean, ever. Even when Max Scherzer got to free agency, he was older.
You're right.
And we went through the numbers yesterday. Cole was better. Look, they had to do this.
No doubt about it. I don't see any Yankee fan who could be upset about it. I'm just sorry. I mean, you're really not upset about it, are you, Aaron? You upset about it?
No, I didn't say I was upset about it. I just said in 9 years when we look back on this, if they win one, was it worth it?
Well, how many
do they need to win two?
In your mind, how many do they need to win?
I think they need to win two.
They got to win two.
In the next 9 years.
But it's not.
Dove, you happy with the signing? You're a Yankee fan.
Very much so.
Yep.
Had to happen, and it's worth the money. See what the market is.
Yeah, right.
How many
championships they have to win to justify it in your mind? Is one enough?
They have to compete and think you're going to win one at least 5 years.
The championship thing is flawed. I'm sorry.
So you're telling me, we were already competing for championships before him. He was brought in to get us over the hump.
The guy goes out and wins six straight Cy Youngs, but they lose enough. Not because of him, by the way. He pitches great in the playoffs, but they don't win championships. Oh, it was a bad signing.
Isn't Bogue a Yankee fan? Bogue, you're Bogue's a Yankee fan. Right? Bogue, what's your thoughts on this, Bogue? What do you think about the signing?
He loves it.
Love it?
Most Yankee fans love it.
How many championships does Cole have to win for you to be happy about it? You're happy already, but I mean, what? Is one enough?
Three.
You need three.
He said three. Come on, but you guys realize how stupid this all is, right?
Three.
I mean, really,
the Yankees are held to different expectations than anybody else. I think you're missing that.
No, you're missing. It has nothing to do with the Mets or the Yankees or the Cincinnati Reds. What it has to do with is...
The Yankees have expectations to win every year.
If Garrett Cole is winning the Cy Young every year and dominates in the playoffs, but they lose for a different reason, how could you say the contract wasn't good?
Yes, because if they don't have offense because they spent all their money in Garrett Cole, then that's part of it. If they don't have the money to spend on
other
guys, it's part of it.
Look at Stanton then.
If they lose Paxton and the team is worse off, then that's part of it. That's factored in.
Make other moves around you that makes you better. It's not like Cole's the only guy making money. Garrett Cole's not the only guy making money. Eventually, you're going to have a lot of guys making more money.
Alex Rodriguez was the Yankee 12 years. They won one championship. Was it worth it?
A-Rod sucked in October.
Until 09.
I already prefaced it that it's not like, look, if Garrett Cole was winning Cy Youngs, and then October came around and pitched to a 6 ERA, of course, Yankee fans would hate him. That would be A-Rod. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying he does everything great. You're going to say the contract's bad because you lost for different reasons?
Yes. If they win only one in the next 9 years, yes.
That's just dumb.
They have to win more than one.
I get that the expectation coming into this season is to win a championship, and they should. They're going to be the best team in baseball on paper. Right now, they have heavy favorites to win a championship. So I'm not disagreeing with the expectation of winning a titles, but I don't think it's fair to say the signings judged squarely on titles when this isn't the NBA. It's not one guy leading you to a championship.
I get it. I understand what you're saying. I mean, to me, the Yankees are held to a different standard. I do think that most Yankee fans will look at Cole signing if they don't win a world championship, at least one. They're not going to look at it as favorably, even if the guy went out and won four Cy Youngs.
Well, I think you'd have to look at the other moves that were made. Yeah. How is that?
I look at the Yankees right now.
Yes.
They have to be the favorite to win the World Series.
No question.
The team you got right now, I mean, all of a sudden, the pitching staff looks a lot better now, especially if Severino's healthy all year, okay? You still, even with the loss of Didi, who really wasn't much of a factor last year anyway, I mean, the offense is pretty solid. I mean, beyond solid.
Joe, I'll take it.
And let's say Stanton has a big bounce back year. I mean, that's possible, too.
Sure, why not? I think they are not only favorites in the American
Prohibitive
League.
Prohibitive favorite.
Monstrous.
Yeah, I would agree.
Monstrous.
I agree with that.
Because First of all, the Red Sox are not getting better. They're not trying
to
get
better.
The Tampa Bay Rays are trying, but we know the limitations they have.
You know, right? They do a lot with little, but not enough.
Right. Okay, so we agree with that.
Right.
The Blue Jays and the Orioles are going through full rebuilds.
Forget that.
Right? That's your division. That's the division.
Right. No, I get it.
You've got an Indian team that eventually, maybe not immediately, is probably going to end up trading Francisco Lindor. They're still good. Don't get me wrong. Indians are good. The Minnesota Twins? Really?
You're talking to me. Of course not.
Exactly.
I mean, especially if they play the Yankees. I mean, right. What shot do they have?
And the Astros just lost Gerrit Cole.
They did.
And they're talking about different creative ideas like trading Carlos Correa. They're talking about all sorts of different things. And they've got the whole cheating scandal hanging over them. So it doesn't mean the Yankees can't lose in the playoffs.
And
anything
there's really
can happen.
Nobody in the West, really.
Right. I mean, you know, the Angels want to spend money. They just got to get people to take it.
Well.
You know? So they are monstrous, prohibitive, like you said, favorites. And there's no doubt that the Yankee fan expectation is to win a World Series. And if they don't, they're going to be disappointed. That is certainly not my point. My point is, I don't think with one pitcher that you sign, it's necessarily fair to judge the signing 10 years from now based on how many titles you win. Because if the Yankees don't win titles, it's not – and Gerrit Cole pitches well in the playoffs and in the postseason.
Right,
it's not going to be because of
him. No, I understand. It won't be his fault. I get that.
So we'll see what happens. But right now, Gerrit Cole over the last 2 years has been one of the best pitchers in baseball. And the hope you have is that that's going to continue. That's your hope as a Yankee fan, and I think that's got to be your expectations. And one thing that would make me feel good, because I know the question was certainly asked a couple times to us, hey, are you concerned about guys leaving the Astros? Because the Astros have done such a marvelous job of getting the best out of pitchers, even Verlander. The thing that makes me feel good is Charlie Morton last year. Because Charlie Morton left. He was in Tampa
Bay. You've cited that a number of times.
So that would relax me that I'm not worried Gerrit Cole's just going to fall off the deep edge because he left Houston. I wouldn't be worried about that.
Yeah. Well, I think the only thing that you might worry a little bit about is it's a different world when you come to the Yankees. And, you know, he hasn't pitched in New York, and it's always a different ball game. How does he handle New York? And the pressure is going to be immense on him. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, that about.
No question.
I mean, Cole will be under a major microscope already. Ernie's got him under one, and the pressure is going to be immense on the guy.
You know what I would ask, though? Besides paying your own guys, which is very, very important, and sometimes the Yankees haven't done that over the years, but besides paying your own guys, if you can make a magical world where any pitcher or any position player is a free agent, what guy fits that list of you just have to go out and get him? Doesn't even matter how many years. It's a very short list.
Right.
I'd argue Gerrit Cole's on that list. And that's why you have to make the move. Obviously, Mike Trout's on the list. Guys like that.
Right. Mariznick.
Mariznick. So who's on that list? Like, if you literally made a list. Of guys, just go to pitchers then. Forget position players. How many starting pitchers would you say that about? And it's very, very few. Because if we're talking about the best pitchers in baseball over the last 3 or 4 years, that list is Max Scherzer, Jacob DeGrom, Gerrit Cole, Justin Verlander, Clayton Kershaw. If you want to say he's past that.
Okay.
Do all of them have in common except for Gerrit Cole? They're all kind of getting up there in age. Even Jake is 31, 32 this year. Gerrit Cole's 29. So even amongst the elite, he brings that specialness of he's actually relatively young. That's why this was the free agent. This was the guy. And so for the last couple of years, the Yankees have missed out on guys that we thought they would get. Let's be fair. We thought they were going to get Patrick Corbin.
Sure.
We thought they were going to get Shohei Ohtani. We thought for a little bit they'd get Bryce Harper and Manny Machado.
Yep.
They did not. They got this guy. And I'd argue this guy is a better signing than any of those other guys.
Well, they
that
needed
were
him.
Well,
look, this is the one. Let me talk about it. I mean, this is the one area they didn't have. This is the one thing the Yankees have not had for a long. If you want to go to Clemens for 20 years,
yeah.
So I mean, and they haven't won a championship for which for them, you know, now is going into 11 years. It's an eternity for the Yankees. They went a whole decade without even making the World Series. The first time it ever happened since the going back to the teens. So I mean, this was something that they absolutely had to do. It had to do it.
And I just say this as a friend to my fellow Met fans. Just pipe down about this because I've seen a lot of Met
fans. I don't know why Met fans are
killing the contract.
Why? Come on. If you're doing that as a Met fan, you're just jealous. That's all.
No, and that's I get it.
And I understand why you are, but stop it. Because if our team would spend that kind of money, like we would want them to, we'd be doing a dance.
Well, and that's the reason I think this is even more of a warning than in years past. Because in years past, it would simply be jealousy, and that would be it. But a year from now, I'm hoping there's a possibility.
Yep.
We're sitting here talking about Mookie Betts getting an 11-year contract. Like,
right.
Seriously, something off the charts that would blow our minds.
Absolutely.
And I know that if the Mets signed Mookie Betts to an 11-year, $400 million contract, you know what would annoy you and me? When Yankee fans said, you guys are a bunch of idiots giving them all that money. So that's why Mets fans don't throw the stones with the glass
house. Steve Cohen,
right,
like, with all this going on, is Steve Cohen sitting there saying, man, can I get my money out there now? Isn't it bothering Steve? Because I tell you right now, if I was Steve Cohen and I'm watching what everybody in the division is doing, you know, the Phillies are doing, what the Yankees did here, you know, what the Braves have done. You know, I'm looking at all this, what Washington did with Strasburg. I mean, I'm probably going to re-sign Rendon. I wouldn't doubt that. And Steve Cohen's sitting there saying, man, what the hell are we doing?
You know why I'm actually not even angry this offseason for this reason? And I know you aren't a lot of Met fans, so I'm going to tell you why. Gerrit Cole, Steven Strasburg, Anthony Rendon, they'd be great additions for the Mets. Don't get me wrong. There is one guy that I want.
Betts.
It's Mookie Betts.
Yes. No, I
period.
No, I
end of story.
No, he covers all the bases.
He's the guy. He's always been the guy.
I understand.
And he's the guy. So as much as I would love to see them trade for Starling Marte or, you know, shock the world by signing Gerrit Cole, even though that wasn't going to happen, or Anthony Rendon, as much as I would love that, much like I'm telling the Yankee fan, this is the ideal free agent for you, the ideal free agent for me, and this includes Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Gerrit Cole, whoever you want to name, my ideal guy is Mookie Betts.
Well, let's hope that's happening next year.
And that's why if they sign him, just like the Yankees did with Gerrit Cole, forget the years, forget the money. Sometimes you just got to do what it takes to get the
guy.
And
we'd be happy with one championship with Mookie. We're good with one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.